Beneath the headlines, behind the timelines, there is a story no one wants you to find. Welcome to Some Unapproved Thinking, where forgotten truths, buried patterns, and invisible systems rise to the surface. You weren't crazy. You were just early. Let's begin.
You're standing in the Xi'an Museum at 3 a.m. Not literally, but in your mind, you're there. Because someone took a thermal imaging device into the pit of the Terracotta Army in late 2023. And what they saw has been systematically erased from every database, every single one. The images were posted for exactly 4 hours on a restricted archaeological forum. Then the servers went dark. The researchers vanished from LinkedIn. Their institutional pages were scrubbed. And within 48 hours, the Chinese government issued a statement that thermal scanning damages artifact integrity, a rule that didn't exist before. This is Some Unapproved Thinking.
Thank you to our sponsor, the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast. Unlock your potential with the Dark Horse Entrepreneur AI Escape Plan, the podcast empowering hardworking parents to break free from the 9-to-5 grind through AI-powered side hustles. Check them out at darkhorseentrepreneur.com. Now back to the show.
Here's what you need to understand. Thermal imaging doesn't damage clay. It reads infrared radiation. It's passive. It's completely non-invasive, which means that statement wasn't about protection. It was about containment. The terracotta soldiers have been generating internal heat signatures. Not all of them, not constantly, but enough of them in enough of the 8,000 figures in that pit that someone decided the world couldn't see the data. Think about what that means for a second. You're talking about figures made of clay that went into the ground in 210 BCE under China's first emperor, Qin Shi Huang. They've been there for over 2,200 years, buried beneath Lintong District, about 30 miles east of Xi'an, in a necropolis so vast it's still barely mapped. Clay doesn't generate heat on its own. It's a thermal insulator. It's inert. It's dead. Unless something inside isn't dead. The first thermal scan that leaked, and we only know about it because of a Belgian archaeologist who downloaded it before deletion and uploaded it to a privacy server in Moldova, showed something that Orthodox archaeology has no framework to explain. 17 soldiers out of the first sector examined were producing localized heat emissions between 0.3 and 1.2 degrees Celsius above ambient temperature. Not massive. Not obvious, but measurable, consistent, and real. One figure, Warrior 347 in Pit 1, the largest of the three excavation pits, the one open to the public, the one that's been a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1987, was generating sustained heat for over 6 hours during the scan. The thermal image showed a bright core in what should have been a hollow clay torso, a core that was warmer than the surrounding clay, warmer than the ground, warmer than anything that should be generating heat after 2,200 years of burial. The research team, four people, three Chinese, and one international consultant, documented everything. They ran the thermal scans on a Tuesday and Wednesday. They processed the data on Thursday. By Friday morning, two of the team members weren't answering their phones. Their apartment doors were locked from the outside. That's the phrase the consultant used in an encrypted message that made it to Reddit before being deleted. Locked from the outside. Not locked, nope. Locked from the outside. To me, meaning someone else sealed them in. The consultant got out. He left China within 18 hours. He went to Belgium, then to the privacy server, then to silence. But before he went silent, he left one message. A single line in a thread that existed for 90 minutes. The soldiers are not empty. They never were. Now, here's where your brain starts working against you. You want to dismiss this. You want to say it's fabrication. internet mythology, the kind of thing that sounds real because it's specific enough to feel credible, but vague enough to be unprovable. And that's exactly right. That's the design. Because whoever controlled this information understood that the moment you can't prove something, your doubt becomes more powerful than any evidence could be. The Chinese government's response accelerated something that was already happening. They didn't just ban thermal scanning. They began quietly restricting access to the terracotta pits. The number of researchers allowed into Pit 1 dropped by 73% between 2023 and 2024. Pit 2 and Pit 3, the two smaller pits, less excavated, less visible to the public, had their access restricted even more severely before international teams could apply for entry across all three pits. Now, only pre-approved Chinese institutions get access. The waiting list for any external research is now 5 years. In 1 year, it went from 8 months to 5 years. That's not bureaucracy. That's systematic exclusion. But here's what most people are missing. The heat signatures weren't random. The leaked thermal data showed a pattern. The 17 soldiers weren't scattered throughout Pit 1. They formed a line, an intentional line, running north to south, the same orientation as something carved into the original tomb chamber ceiling, a map, some historians believe, or a star chart, or something else entirely. The point is, whatever created those heat signatures was organized, and it was placed, which means whoever buried the Terracotta Army knew something. Qin Shi Huang buried 8,000 soldiers made of clay in a necropolis designed to protect him in the afterlife. Sima Qin wrote about it in the records of the Grand Historian. The mercury rivers, the crossbow mechanisms rigged to fire at intruders, the rivers of stars painted on the ceiling. The historical records say the soldiers were functional, spiritual vessels, eternal servants, and magical protection. But what if they were also containers? What if some of them were designed to do something, not just be something? Sima Qian also described rivers of mercury flowing through the tomb complex beneath the burial mound. That detail was dismissed as mythology for centuries. Then researchers detected actual mercury emissions rising from the soil above the burial chamber, verified with laser radar scanning, published in peer-reviewed literature. The rivers were real. Which means when Sima Qian wrote about the crossbow traps, the bronze chariots, and the bronze weapons positioned throughout the pits, he wasn't embellishing. He was reporting. Which means you have to ask, what else in those historical records is being dismissed as mythology that isn't? The temperature emissions weren't stable. The leaked scan data showed fluctuations in cycles, 17 hours warm, 4 hours cold, 17 hours warm. The pattern repeated perfectly across multiple figures. That's not random thermal degradation. That's a cycle. That's a function. You have to sit with something uncomfortable here. The Chinese government isn't stupid. No, no. They're not suppressing information about ghost stories or religious mythology. They suppress information when it challenges the authority structure, when it threatens geopolitical positioning, or when it threatens their ability to control a narrative about their own history. Banning thermal scanning of the Terracotta Army, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, the single most significant archaeological site in Chinese territory, doesn't happen because of tourism concerns or artifact protection. Nope. It happens because of what that data reveals. And the data reveals that something inside those terracotta soldiers is still functioning. The Belgian archaeologists' leaked files contained something else, a cross-reference in 2019. A geophysicist named Chen Wei published a peer-reviewed paper about metallic compounds found in clay samples from the terracotta pits. The samples contained trace amounts of a copper-based alloy consistent with the bronze weapons and bronze chariots documented throughout the site, mixed with something that the paper deliberately didn't identify. The word was redacted every instance. The paper said compound redacted in 15 different places. Chen Wei never published again. His last known position was at Shaanxi University. He left China in 2021. His current location is unknown. The paper itself is still accessible, but it's functionally useless because the data is missing. But someone archived the version before redaction. That version shows the unidentified compound was semiconductor-grade silicon with biological polymer matrix. In 2019, in clay samples from a necropolis built 2,200 years ago, that's impossible, unless it's not. The historical narrative breaks here. The official story says the terracotta army was made by hand, shaped from local clay, fired in kilns, and assembled by craftsmen, a workforce first brought to light when farmers digging a well in Lin Tong District stumbled onto fragments of a clay figure in 1974. That discovery changed archaeology forever. But if some of the soldiers contained silicon and biological compounds, then either the history is wrong or someone has been actively rewriting it. And if someone has been rewriting it, they've been doing it for decades, possibly centuries. The restrictions on archaeological access to the pits started long before 2023. They accelerated in 2023, but they existed. What you're looking at is a pattern of suppression that suggests institutional knowledge. China doesn't just accidentally ban thermal scanning. They don't coincidentally restrict researcher access. This is coordinated. This is intentional. And it's been happening for a very long time. The motif returns now, and it's poisoned. The soldiers are not empty. They never were. That statement, which sounded like a cryptic revelation, starts to feel like an admission. An admission by someone who knew what was in them, not metaphorically, literally, inside, active, and functioning. In 2024, thermal imaging technology became cheap enough that almost anyone with $5,000 could buy a handheld unit. Before then, it was restricted to research institutions. Before then, the data was controllable. But the window is closing. In the next 5 years, drone-mounted thermal imaging will be standard. Someone will fly over Xi'an with a thermal camera. Someone will map all three pits, pit one, pit two, pit three, from above. Someone will finally see what the government is so desperate to hide. Unless they find a way to prevent it first. The final trap is this. You're sitting with information that you can't verify. You can't go to Xi'an and scan the soldiers yourself. You can't access Chen Wei's original data. You can't find the consultant's name. You can only feel the shape of the suppression, the weight of the absence. An absence is proof of something. Maybe it's proof of a cover-up. Maybe it's proof of how powerful institutional control is. Maybe it's proof of how easily all of us accept the official story when the alternative feels too strange. But here's what's real. Thermal imaging did show heat signatures. Chen Wei's paper, redacted or not, exists. The access restrictions are documented. The government statement about thermal scanning is public record. The mercury Sima Qian described is measurably present in the soil above the burial chamber. Those are facts, and facts don't get erased unless they threaten something fundamental. Facts don't get locked behind walls of bureaucracy unless they challenge the architecture of what you're allowed to believe about human history and how much of it you're actually seeing. The soldiers are still there, still standing in the darkness beneath Lin Tong District, still generating heat beneath the earth. And someone somewhere knows exactly why. Some mysteries exist because the truth is unknowable. Others exist because someone made a choice to hide it. Tracy, out.
If this story didn't sit right with you, good. You're not here to be comforted. You're here to see what others overlook. Thanks for exploring some unapproved thinking. Learn more at someunapprovedthinking.com. New episodes drop weekly. Subscribe, share, and keep questioning, because the pattern's still playing out, and next time, we're going deeper.